Kamala Harris pushes assault weapons ban after Atlanta handgun attack. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 4, 2023. Vice President Kamala Harris pushed an assault weapons ban the day after a 24-year-old former member of the Coast Guard killed one and wounded four with a handgun in Atlanta. Breitbart News reported that the shooting occurred Wednesday just after noon in Northside Hospital, which has a gun-free policy. 39-year-old Amy St. Pierre was killed in the attack and four other women, ages 25 to 71, were wounded. Harris called for an assault weapons ban in a tweet on Thursday. On February 15, 2023, Breitbart News reported that President Biden pushed an assault weapons ban after a handgun attack on the Michigan State University campus. On February 7, 2023, Breitbart News noted that Biden used his State of the Union address to push an assault weapons ban in response to a January 21, 2023, pistol attack. The attack occurred at a Lunar New Year celebration in Monterey Park, California. The Biden White House pushed an assault weapons ban on November 14, 2022, in response to the pistol attack on the University of Virginia, UVA, campus. Breitbart News pointed out the pistol attack occurred the day before near UVA's Culbreth Garage around 10:30 p.m., wounding two people and killing three. An assault weapons ban would not have prevented or even hindered the handgun attacks in Atlanta, at MSU, in Monterey Park, or at UVA. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.